Mariah. No, kill it. Sorry, Gabby. I know you love it, but kill it.
I know. We're not allowed to yet.
Because I have been on a rampage this week at retailers who, and it happens every year, the Christmas decorations go up and they go out on display earlier and earlier. We put it out there. And it was decided by you, by the listeners of the show, that November 1 is the appropriate date for Christmas decorations to be on sale.
I'm going to say 1st of November.
November 1st for decorations in the shops.
Anytime after Halloween.
Halloween this year is the last day of October, 31st of October. So, yeah, 1st of November. Now, despite that, retailers not listening.
They still haven't done anything about it.
Still, I walk the aisles of Kmart and I see Christmas stuff on display. So to try and rectify this, we actually have a minister on the phone. The Minister for Industrial Relations in Queensland is Grace Grace, and she joins us to talk about this very important topic. Grace Grace, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Cliffo and Gabby, although important topic has a bit of a question mark behind
Yeah, you probably do have bigger fish to fry, but we're going to ignore those bigger fish right
this,
now.
I think this is at the top of the intray, Gabby, to be honest. Before we sort of get into the nitty gritty of this, Minister, I want to play back to you. I actually wrote a letter to the retailers of Queensland yesterday. You can get this on our Facebook at Cliffo and Gabby, but I'll just play a bit of it back to you very quickly. Your continual disregard of the appropriate Christmas season has gone on far too long. Each year, trees, baubles and other Christmas crap is on display earlier and earlier. As decided by the people of Queensland, this is to cease immediately. Is it shocking to you that that didn't work, Grace?
I am not surprised whatsoever, to be honest with you, Cliffo and Gabby. No, I'm not surprised, yes.
Is there any way that we can get this passed as legislation that retailers are not allowed to put Christmas decos up until the 1st of November?
Now, while I've got a bit of power as Minister for Industrial Relations with regards to trading hours and declaring a public holiday like we're having on Thursday, the 22nd of September, unfortunately, there's not a lot that I can do about restricting when certain items can be sold. But I do blame two things for this.
Okay.
I have to share this with you.
Yep.
Who started Christmas in July?
Oh, yeah.
And who started celebrating Halloween?
In Australia.
Here in Australia.
Yeah.
See, all of our traditions are going out the window, and so retailers are having to meet demand.
Oh, wow.
And remember, you can get these items online for, 24 hours a day, seven days a week. Just Google Christmas decorations and up it comes.
Right.
So there's a few things I think that is motivating the retailers, unfortunately.
Right. So you're not going to help us, essentially, Grace.
No, and I think the only way you're really going to succeed, both of you, is if you do a jingle.
There
has to be a jingle with this.
Okay.
You have to write the jingle of all times. You have to use
some
Christmas
of our jingles
carol
before.
That there is. I've heard some of your jingles before and I love them.
I like that you're playing to my vanity.
And passing the buck at the same time.
passing the buck at the same time. I expected more, Minister Grace Grace. Everything else good. Education's good. All the other industrial stuff.
Going really good, thank you, Cliffo and Gabby. But as they say, the impossible done at once, miracles take a little longer.
Well, I will keep banging the miracle drum. We will ban Christmas displays until after November 1st. Even if you can't help us, Minister Grace Grace, we tried. We tried.
You did try.
Thank you for nothing.
Well, maybe.